My Dad's Kilt Went to China, Episode 7, Sucking Yogurt Through a Straw. On my return from sightseeing in Beijing, in sub-zero temperatures for about 5 hours, I was very hungry, so I went into the Phoenix Mall and went into a very small restaurant called RBT. And I was delighted to see a menu that was covered in pictures, so that would make any language issues less of a problem. So I ordered up some food and then waited. And I was surprised when the first thing that appeared on my table was the tea and the ice cream. Then I began to get worried that maybe they'd misinterpreted, and all I was having when my meal was tea and ice cream. And the people were really, really nice, but they had no English at all. In fact, they even tried to look up the internet to do some translation for me. But through a mixture of gesticulation and pointing to pictures and things, I established that the main meal was still to come. So I'd been served the tea and my pudding, if you like, first. Then they watched a bit bemused as I ate the ice cream, because I certainly wasn't going to wait to eat it after in the main course, and it had all melted. But a really, really nice place, and very, very nice people, kind and interesting, and they just kept smiling at me, which was fine. I was happy. I was getting food, and it was lovely, tasty food. Having converted to the Chinese breakfast with my pak choi and my dumplings, I then noticed that dumplings sometimes are savoury or sweet. It was a bit of a surprise, you never know what you're going to get. I also noticed that the cartons of yoghurt had straws next to them, and that most people actually take a small short straw, pierce the carton and suck it up through the straw. So I thought I'd do the same, and gained a new admiration for Chinese people, because it's a difficult suck. At breakfast I noticed that there were several people dressed in coats and jackets that had red pieces of material with Chinese writing on it pinned to the elbows. Subsequently, I discovered these were Red Guard members, and the Red Guard was something, I think, coming out of the Cultural Revolution, and still continues, obviously, for the number of people I've seen. I've been told it's mainly amongst the student population. I was wearing to depart one of my most favourite ever t-shirts, which is for a product called Sheep Dip Whiskey. And I don't drink alcohol. The reason I got the t-shirt was that the motif on the front of the t-shirt is a very bold-looking ram wearing a uniform with a red arm elbow patch with sheep dip written on it. So having just realised this, I suddenly discovered there might be the immense potential for offence on my very last day to prevent me leaving the country. So every time I went up to get more food, I covered my chest with my tray or something to avoid any last-minute unfortunate incidents that would stop me getting home. Before I went down for breakfast, I noticed, looking across at the flats quite close by, that a lot of people were standing on their balconies or inside their windows doing Tai Chi, or maybe Qigong, gracious movements of arms, and they were all old people. I then heard some music, and looking down on the ground, there were maybe 20 or 30 people all going through a Tai Chi or Qigong sequence down below. Tai Chi is categorised as a martial art, and it has been well known that it has significant health benefits. All the people I saw doing it were not young. They were all quite old, and they were extremely flexible looking. It is said that focusing the mind on the movements of the form of Tai Chi helps bring about a state of mental calm and clarity, and it imparts general health benefits and stress management benefits. If it was Qigong, and I'm not qualified in either to say, it also provides health benefits around circulation, flexibility, mental stability, and calmness. And it was great to see all those old people practicing this ancient art on a freezing cold morning, just as I was about to leave. I guess it brought home to me that despite all the modern, westernized, materialistic things that I've noticed in China over the last few days, that at its heart, the Chinese culture is still very much based in the distant past and the practices of the distant past. And my personal feeling is that it is the better for that. Join me next time for the final episode, episode 8, called Being in Blade Runner. My Dad's Kilt Went to China is written and produced by Ken Gordon and is a Psychic Scone production.